USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The shooter in yesterday's mass shooting at a Nashville school was being treated for an emotional disorder. That's according to Nashville Police Chief John Drake.
Receiving help for an emotional disorder, but she had not been committed to an institution.
Drake said the transgender Nashville woman went to several stores to legally purchase her firearms. She killed three children and three adults at the Covenant School before being killed by police. President Biden kicked off what he's calling a three-week Investing in America tour today in North Carolina. Biden telling a crowd at a semiconductor plant that legislation he championed has helped boost American manufacturing. Just last year, the Wolfspeed Semiconductor Factory announced plans to create 1,800 jobs as part of a $5 billion investment. It's not likely the Manhattan grand jury investigating former President Trump and a hush money payment will vote on filing charges this week. District Attorney Alvin Bragg is not expected to convene the jury again until Thursday, and that's when other matters are going to be discussed. More than three dozen migrants were killed in a fire at an immigration detention center on Mexico's northern border. Immigration facilities in Juarez, just across the border from El Paso, Texas, are full of migrants waiting for opportunities to cross the border or who have requested asylum in the U.S. The chair of Florida's Democratic Party is filing another ethics complaint against Governor Ron DeSantis.
This governor has been flying around our state and our country, violating ethics rules and policies all the time, from the usage of the state plane and state resources, and it's time to start holding him accountable.
It's the second complaint Nikki Fried has filed in as many weeks. This complaint accused DeSantis of accepting gifts from his political committee. DeSantis' office dismissed Fried's complaint as politically motivated. And stocks ended the day modestly lower as Treasury yields climb. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former Vice President Mike Pence will have to testify before a grand jury about conversations he had with then-President Trump leading up to the January 6th Capitol riot. A federal judge ruled today that Pence must appear, but said he can still decline to answer questions related to his own actions on January 6th while serving as President of the Senate for certification of the 2020 presidential election. Pence can also still appeal today's ruling. Clean energy in your home makes for better tax credits on this year's returns.
When filing taxes for the year 2022, there are better tax credits available tied to the Inflation Reduction Act. IRS spokesperson Eric Smith says making certain clean energy efficient changes in the home can result in an improved credit compared to prior years.
If you're putting in solar water heaters, wind energy, those kinds of alternative energy property, there's a credit normally 30% of what you spend.
There's also tax credits for the purchasing of electric vehicles. I'm Skip Kelly.
Two bids to purchase the Washington Commanders football team have been submitted. The first from the Josh Harris Mitchell Rails Group, which includes Magic Johnson. The second from Canadian billionaire Steve Apostolopoulos. Both bids are fully financed for $6 billion. If either is accepted, it would break the previous record for an NFL franchise of $4.65 billion paid last year for the Denver Broncos by Walmart heir Rob Walton. Three-fourths of the NFL owners would need to approve the sale. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.